Here's a thought I'll title, My Favorite Features of Digital Processing. It seems that with digital processing, we can do anything. I mean that, anything. And we can do it, if need be, at the pixel level. That's a kind of control that just wasn't available, at least at my level of capability. I was never able to do those things in the analog darkroom. That said, there's a few tools in digital processing that have dramatically allowed me to make images that were essentially impossible in the analog darkroom. It wasn't that I was lazy and I needed more effort. It's you just couldn't do them. And these four tools have become so integral in my image making that now I can barely imagine photography without them. Of course, I couldn't have imagined photography with them in the analog days, but wow, how times have changed. But anyway, here are the four tools. The first is the color mixer. And essentially, this is a replacement for the same idea in analog photography, the colored filter. We used to carry around a whole pile of colored filters with us, red, green, blue, orange, and whatever colors there were in the world that we wanted to darken or lighten in black and white film, we could do so by simply putting the correct kind of filter in front of the lens, or in my case, in back of the lens, inside my view camera. But it was always a bit of a crapshoot. Do you use an orange filter or a red filter or a yellow filter? And that would render skies, as the simplest example, darker in the black and white print than the blue sky would have without filtration. So I carried a whole pile of filters with me, including not only screw-in filters, but rattan gelatin filters. But it was always a bit of a guess. And once you had committed to that and made the exposure, that's what you had, whatever effects it had on the color mixing. Unless you wanted to put on a different filter, now you're into a whole bunch of filter bracketing. And I did that for a while, and it was really nuts. But with a color mixer in Lightroom, I can take any color and subtly or dramatically shift it, either lighter or darker, without affecting all the other colors in the image. And this is particularly handy in black and white images. So color mixer is my first favorite feature. The second favorite feature is AI removal, the most recent of all these features. But I can't tell you how many images I've lost because there was a branch poking in from the side or a bit of grass that was in the bottom of the landscape image that I wasn't aware of when I made the photograph. But now in the print, it's there and I have to deal with it. And AI removal has changed all of that to such an easy thing to do. If anything, it's too easy to do. Now I have certain concerns about taking it too far, but it's my second favorite tool. Stitching is my third favorite tool, primarily because it gives me the ability to do panorama shots without cropping. With my old view camera, I could use a wide-angle lens, but wide-angle lens and panorama are not the same thing, as most of you probably well know. And there was no way in the analog darkroom, at least with my skill set, to stitch images together. Probably someone like Jerry Yulsman could have done it, but not me. But now, with panorama stitching, I can make panoramas all day long, any size I want, any aspect ratio I want. It's easy, it's fun, it opens up a door that literally I didn't have opened without severe cropping, and then how do you print it big? Now, again, with stitching and roll paper inkjet printing, I can make panoramas as long as I want, and it's all kinds of fun. And the last one is focus stacking, which again is just not possible with analog materials. But when you need extreme depth of field, it's difficult to get with today's cameras because most lenses top out at f22, where my view camera lenses went all the way to 64. Yes, there was diffraction, but diffraction in the digital world is more problematic, I think, more visually intrusive than diffraction was in the analog world. So focus stacking comes to the rescue. And when I'm photographing any subject that's, well, less than 20 feet away, plus or minus, I'll automatically shift into focus stacking now. Not that I always use it, because sometimes the depth of field is sufficient without using focus stacking. But if I capture the focus stacking images, at least I have that option when I get back in the studio and I can do a focus stack and blend if I need to. So those are my four favorite features of digital processing that I use all the time. Never a session of digital processing goes by where I'm not using color mixer, AI removal, stitching, or focus stacking, or sometimes more than one of those on a given composition.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.